Let's hop on board the phone line. Happy to welcome into the program the head coach of women's hockey at the University of Maine, Molly Engstrom, who joins us here. Molly, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Congratulations on a great weekend, a couple of big victories last week.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hi, Molly. It's Bruce. I really wanted to introduce you to everybody, so I'm just going to let them know that that you are not only the head coach, you have two Olympic medals, you've been involved in hockey at all kinds of levels, you've been an All-American. How are you finding the culture at Maine, and you've got a great staff? Where do you think you are right now?
I feel good about where we're at. You know, it's been such a crazy 2 months, stepping in a little bit late, and then in general stepping into a brand new team. So it's taking us, a little bit of time day by day to get to know the girls and get to know, like you mentioned, the culture here. And then even each other as a staff, we're all new and haven't worked together. So getting all of that sorted out, and then plus, you know, trying to figure out, we're making a plan about where we want to go and how we want to get there. So it's been a great 2 months. It's been a great challenge, and I like where we're at right now.
Well, one of the things I like is the energy that I see every shift out of your players, and the kind of an accountability that I think is great. What has been the biggest challenge in figuring out who everybody is?
I don't think there's anything glaring. I think it's just getting to know them, you know their personalities and knowing a little bit of about them, you know, where they're from, what the history has been. You know, are they a freshman here and they're brand new and we're building this together, or, you know, we're both new, or are you a senior, you know, and have been in Maine and in this program for a long time? So I think just getting to know the intricacies and the personalities of each player, which I enjoy. So it's been okay.
You've been getting some great goaltending here early in the season from both Jordan Madison and Brooklyn Oaks, and Anna LaRose stepped in and did well last week, and that has to help as a coach to know you've got that level of consistency in net.
Yeah, definitely, and we were able to land a goalie coach. You know, none of us are goalie coaches, so Sam Lander has stepped in, which has just been a godsend, and he's been great with them. So we're really looking forward to working with them and seeing what they can do with some real coaching too.
One of the things that I was always wondered about, you also have the advantage, I think it's an advantage of having coached at Kimball Union Academy, a prep school, my ancient rival. But I think a lot of times, a lot of coaches forget the distance that kids have to travel from the end of their senior year in high school to that first practice in college. Have you found that experience has helped you with newer players?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand the question fully. You mean just the transition from high school to college hockey?
Yeah, that when they arrive, if they're coming from prep school, they don't have that big background.
Yeah. You've had so many great experiences. And I think, you know, I didn't really understand why I was coaching at Kimball Union when it was happening. But to your point, I think being there, you know, I'm from Wisconsin.
That's
the reason I say that, you know. But after having been there and gone through that experience, now, you know, life kind of just comes full circle. And it's experiences like that have really helped me relate to the girls and understand where they're coming from, whether they came from prep school or whether they're from the Midwest, or honestly, whether they're international, having played over in Sweden myself for 2 years, also in Canada. So the relatability is really important.
Well, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, what do you think, what you're concentrating on, or what do you think are the biggest challenges going up against the Friars this weekend?
Oh, they're a good team. So, you know, we feel a little bit like going into Vermont. You know, we were kind of tied with Vermont there in the league. Going in with them, and same thing with the Friars. They have the ability to play a really nice game. So we just have to bring our best, play with speed and stay focused, I think.
All right. Well, Molly, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good luck this weekend, and we'll have you back again down the road a little bit.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Molly. Bye. Yep.
Molly Engstrom, head coach of Black Bear Hockey. Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.